California Democrat Gray Davis will become the first governor in the state's history to face a recall election. Davis was re-elected last November. State officials confirmed that opponents of Davis collected more valid signatures on petitions than were needed to force the recall. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
California Secretary of State Kevin Shelley made the announcement in the early evening, West Coast time. Shelley said that the state's 58 counties had reported into his office with a number of signatures that they had collected and verified.
As of today, my office has received over 1.6 million total signatures. Of these, more than 1.3 million have been found to be valid. We have now received more than 110% of the required signatures. Therefore, the recall is deemed to immediately qualify. That is why today I have exercised my duty as Secretary of State and certified the recall election.
The announcement was no surprise. Recall advocates had predicted for weeks that they would gather enough signatures to try to oust Davis, and independent surveys of the counties by two newspapers this week found that the recall would be certified. Now it's up to Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante, a Democrat, to announce when the recall election will take place. The law requires him to set the date between 60 to 80 days after certification. It has been commonly understood that voters will be asked two questions: whether Governor Davis should be recalled, and if so, then voters will also indicate who should succeed the governor. However, Bustamante introduced a new controversy. He suggested that only a California commission and the state Supreme Court could decide whether voters would get to answer both questions on the same ballot. That could mean if Davis is recalled, then Bustamante would assume the governor's chair. But Secretary of State Shelley, also a Democrat, says he disagrees with the lieutenant governor.
It must include the second question, which is the option for other candidates.
Among those candidates is Republican Congressman Daryl Issa, who bankrolled the recall movement and has indicated he will run to oppose Davis. Other possible Republican opponents include former Los Angeles Mayor Richard Reardon, actor Arnold Schwarzenegger, and businessman Bill Simon, whom Davis defeated in the general election last November. Rob Stutzman, a spokesman for the California Republican Party, said there are no plans for the party to officially endorse any GOP candidate. He says the party's task is to keep the focus on Gray Davis and his alleged mishandling of the energy crisis and the state's dismal economy.
Never before has a sitting governor been deemed such an utter failure that the people would take such an extraordinary measure as to recall him in any type of modern times. I think this is a very sobering night. This is a very serious 60 to 80 days that lie ahead of us, but it won't be one of chaos. It'll be one to correct the chaos and utter destruction that this governor has wreaked upon the state.
Nevertheless, Governor Davis remains defiant, vowing to fight and beat the recall movement, which he described as a hostile takeover by the right.
Am I delighted that I have a recall? No. Is it a lot of fun? No. Do I get much free time these days? No. But am I going to run away from it? Absolutely not. I'm going to fight like a Bengal tiger. And one of my greatest strengths is people have underestimated since I was born. Every time they say I'm roadkill, I continue to win because I have great faith that the California voters are fair and believe in fundamental fairness.
And Davis supporters are pulling out all the stops. They've persuaded the state Supreme Court to hear an appeal, arguing that some of the recall signatures were gathered illegally. Still, the momentum appears for now to be running against Davis, meaning that he will face a recall no later than October 7th. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, Sacramento.